January 18. Now, do all you can do. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians 12, 4-6. It is not always the men apparently in possession of the greatest capabilities who have the most success in some lines of the work. The Lord uses so-called less capable men. They may not be eloquent, but if they are connected with God, He will richly bless them. Their rugged, solid words coming directly from the heart are of great value and are appreciated by the Lord. Let not those connected with the Master's service look to men of larger abilities to do their work for them. God stands behind the one who does his best. Let every worker rely on his power, and he will impress the hearts of those for whom he labors. Great good may be accomplished by the sincere, humble worker who realizes that success does not depend on appearances, but on the one who has given him his commission. God desires a different mold placed on his work. Let men go forth to labor, trusting in the Lord, and he will go with them, convicting and converting souls. One worker may be a ready speaker, another a ready writer, another may have the gift of sincere, earnest, fervent prayer, another the gift of singing, another may have special power to explain the Word of God with clearness, and each gift is to become a power for God because he works with a laborer. To one God gives the word of wisdom, to another knowledge, to another faith, but all are to work under the same head. The diversity of gifts leads to a diversity of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians 12:6. Let no man despise the supposed lesser gifts. Let all go to work. Let no one fold his hands in unbelief because he thinks he can do no mighty work. Cease looking at self. Look at your leader. In sincerity, meekness, and love, do what you can. God will certainly bless wholehearted workers. If the Lord chooses your feet to do his work, give your feet to him. With the feet you may hunt for souls. Letter 1, January 18, 1902, to Elder and Mrs. S. N. Haskell, who were engaged in city evangelism.